Hello, it's the 6th of April. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedford's art, music and creative providers has received over £364,000 in grants from the Culture Recovery Fund. Well-known recipients include Esquire's Music Venue Bedford, Creative Arts Cultural Venue and the PAD Presents Music Events. Richard Sobey, Chair of the Board of Trustees of Bedford Creative Arts, said, "This investment in our future is invaluable. It makes a huge difference to what we can achieve with our participants, communities and audiences." Bedford venues previously received funding, with Esquire's getting over £173,000 and Bedford Park Concerts getting over £192,000. A new survey of UK tap waters ranks Bedfordshire poorly, with very hard water, high levels of nitrates and elevated levels of lead and aluminium. The survey does not mention fluoridisation, which is something fluoride-free Bedford have been campaigning to raise awareness of for several years. A health and social care academy was set up by the University of Bedfordshire in partnership with local councils and the NHS Trust. It aims to promote excellence in health, social work, social care across the county. The launch event had 130 participants. Liz Lees, chief nurse at Bedford Hospital Foundation Trust, said, "I'm excited to be involved in this new partnership across Bedfordshire with our academic and health and social care partners." The Mayor of Bedford has written to some petrol stations asking them to reduce their prices. Bedford's cheapest pump is more expensive than neighbouring Milton Keynes' most expensive pump, with residents paying up to nearly 9 pence per litre more. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.